They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our beautiful silsila, beautiful series titled The Pious Women of Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this series, we cover various aspects of our righteous predecessors, our pious women in Islam of the past, and we try to learn from their seerah, and we try to derive some madani pearl from their seerah, which we can implement into our lives. Which pious women of past, which pious women of Islam are we going to be talking about today? Whose seerah will we be learning from today? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will find that out after listening to the virtue, the blessing of reciting Durood-e Paak, sending peace and salutations upon Noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Al-Hadi states that I saw my deceased neighbor in my dream and I asked him, مَا فَعَالُ اللَّهُ بِكَ i.e. how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with you? He said, I faced severities and in my heart I was thinking that why am I afflicted with this calamity, with this trouble? Did I not have my end on Iman? Did I die without Iman? In the meanwhile, as these thoughts were coming into my mind, in the meantime, I heard a voice coming saying that you are being punished. This punishment is being inflicted upon you because of the unnecessary usage of your tongue in the world. So, this affliction of punishment upon you is because of unnecessary usage of your tongue in the world. And now, the angels of punishment, the angels that come and punish, they started to proceed towards me. They started to come towards me. Meanwhile, a beautiful personality, a graceful personality, a fragrant personality, that came in between me and the punishment. And he also helped me in remembering the answers to Munkar Nakir. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I replied Munkar Nakir similarly. After I gave the replies, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the punishment was taken away from me. I asked that personality that may Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy upon you, who are you? He said that I have been created, I have been given birth because of your recitation of Durood-e Paak in abundance. Because you recite Durood-e Paak in abundance, because of that virtue of yours, I have been created and I have been appointed to help you at every time of difficulty of yours. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, various Madani pearls we can derive from this very narration as well. That first of all we see when this very person passed away and when he was wondering that why this punishment is being inflicted upon him, why these tests and trials are being inflicted upon him, why is he facing such severities, has he not passed away on Iman at that time, the voice which was heard said that because of the unnecessary usage of your tongue, this punishment is being afflicted upon you. Now we need to ponder upon our state, how many unnecessary words do we utter from our tongue? May it not be the case that because of this only, because of misusing our tongue in this world, may not lead to one's destruction. So we should try our utmost to make sure that we don't utter useless words from our tongues as much as possible and keep our tongue moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with sending salawat, sending peace and salutations upon Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as in this narration we've been told that the mean of salvation for this person became in the shape of Durood-e Pak, that someone, a very graceful personality, came to help him, which was because of the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak in abundance. So we shall also develop a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak in abundance as much as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, today we will be talking about such a personality who was privileged to be among Azwaj-e Mutahharat, among the blessed wives of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And because of this, the rank that she achieved the rank of being mother of believers, Ummul Mu'mineen. What is her name? Her name is Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will be learning about her today. We will be looking at different aspects of her life today and see what aspects, what motherly pearls can we gather from various aspects of her life and how can we implement them in our lives in order to make our lives better. Please stay with us until the end of the silsila. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will gain abundance of knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha spent very short time in the blessed company of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because she radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away few months after marrying Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why we don't find much about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the books of Seerah. But despite her spending very short amount of time in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, her excellences and virtues reach peaks of heights. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as we go along, we will see how great her excellences are, how great her virtues are. So we come to know that she radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away few months after she married Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Her name is Zainab and father's name is Khuzaima. When the son of Islam shone in the land of Makkah Mukarrama, zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema, and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam started propagating the message of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Tawheed, and declared his prophethood, then those blessed and fortunate personalities who said labbaik upon the call of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and were blessed with embracing Islam in the very beginning and early days of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also among them. And in those days, again, as we mentioned in the previous episodes as well, it was not easy to remain steadfast on the message of truth, on the message of Islam. As disbelievers, they inflicted a lot of hardships and oppressions and tyrannies upon those who were embracing Islam and coming into the folds of Islam. And the tyrannies and oppressions that they were inflicting upon Muslims at that time were beyond imagination. There were severe, severe tortures and tyrannies and oppressions that they would inflict upon those who would embrace Islam, come into the folds of Islam, and who would testify the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But despite these severe circumstances, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bin Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha still embraced Islam, still came into the folds of Islam, and became the ardent devotee of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Due to the generous and wholehearted nature, and due to the favors and mercy on the orphans and destitute people that she radiallahu ta'ala anha would do, she was famous with the beautiful title of Ummul Masakeen, even in the era of ignorance. We are talking about the era of ignorance, when various antisocial activities were so common among the society. It was that era when people had no morals, when people had no ethics, when people, they didn't know what good was good and what's bad for them. When people, they were openly indulged in burying their daughters alive. They were openly indulged in various other antisocial activities We are talking about that era, that the dignity, the rank of Hazrat Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anha was such that even at that time, she radiallahu ta'ala anha was known as Ummul Masakeen. That she radiallahu ta'ala anha was so famous with this title because she radiallahu ta'ala anha was so merciful towards the orphans and destitute people. Moreover, as Islam also teaches us to be generous and open-hearted, so after embracing Islam, this very quality of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anha that flourished even further, that shone even further, when this was the state of the Ummati, that even in the era of ignorance, she was known as Ummul Masakeen, and when she embraced Islam, this very quality of hers shone further. When this was the state of the Ummati, then imagine the state of the generosity of the Nabi, the state of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As all the ranks, the dignities, the honor, the status blessed to anyone in this world is because of the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha attained the rank of being Ummul Mu'mineen, attained the rank of being mother of believers, attained the rank of being among Azwaj Mutahharat, then it was because of the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. According to a narration, she was the foster sister of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha from the side of her mother. Under the light of this saying, if we look at her family background, then she radiallahu ta'ala anha is immensely blessed, as then she is the daughter of Hind bint Auf. And it was famous about Hind bint Auf that she was the most noble woman in terms of her relationship with her in-laws, because two of her daughters, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna bint Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhun were blessed with the honor of being married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this was also one of the specialities of the mother of Hazrat Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anha. The two of her daughters, Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were blessed with being married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It wasn't that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam married both the sisters at the same time. It was after Hazrat Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Moreover, her other daughters were also married to the most distinguished and acclaimed personalities. Among her son-in-laws were Hazrat Sayyiduna Abbas, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hamza, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali, Hazrat Sayyiduna Jafar bin Abu Talib, and Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaddad bin Had. So we see what great personality and rank even the mother of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anha had. That such great personalities, such great individuals, such great righteous and God-fearing personalities were among her son-in-laws. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When we are talking about the excellences and specialities of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, another speciality of hers is that she was the foster sister of those four sisters who were blessed with the title of Al-Akhwatul Mu'minat by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha was foster sister of four other sisters who were blessed with the title of Akhwatul Mu'minat by Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Names of those sisters, what are they? Let's also learn that. So those four sisters were Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna, Umme Fazl, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Lubaba bint Haris, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Salma bint Umais, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma binti Umais radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. So this is also one of the specialities of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that her other four foster sisters were blessed with the title of Akhwatul Mu'minat by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we come to know that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the mother of believers. Why? Because she came into the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another excellence that we learned about her was that due to being kind and affectionate towards the poor and destitute, she was famous with the title of Ummul Masakeen even in the era of ignorance. Now from this very aspect, that she was very kind and merciful towards the poor and destitute people, what do we learn? And what do we, and which Madani pulse shall we derive from this aspect of her seerah, which we can implement into our lives as well, is that what is our state towards destitute and poor people? Various times we see in our families and in our surroundings, there are various people who are not as well off as we are. They do not possess as much wealth as we do. And sometimes we find such people who struggle to meet their day-to-day expenses, who struggle to meet the basic necessities of their lives. What is our attitude towards such people? Do we help them? Forget about helping them. Do we speak to them nicely, politely, humbly? Unfortunately, if any wealthy person comes, our attitude is different towards him. And if a poor and destitute person comes, our attitude is different towards him. If a rich and wealthy person calls us to his house, we happily go running to his house. But if a poor and destitute people invites us to his house, it is very difficult for us to take time out to go to his house. Why such contrast? Why we have such difference in treating both of them? And do we go to the extent of helping those destitute and poor people? Within our families, we will have a lot of destitute and poor people. Do we talk to them nicely? Even sometimes, my dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, when we go to the extent of helping our poor and destitute family members, it is in a way as we are doing a favor upon them. We sort of show this favor upon them. We make them realize that, you know, I am doing this favor upon you. Where is the element of humbleness gone? Where is the element of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gone? It is as if we want to make them realize that, you know, I have done this favor upon you. Whereas from the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we learn that we need to be affectionate. We need to be merciful towards poor and destitute people. And in a way, we shall develop a mindset that, you know, we are helping these poor and destitute people, and through this means, we are gaining the proximity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this poor and destitute person has become a means of attaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lest it be the case that we develop a mindset that we start thanking these poor and destitute people who accept our assistance, who accept the sadaqah, the donations that we give to them, that you are becoming a means for us to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows that I'm helping a poor person today, and this very act becomes a mean of salvation for me on the Day of Judgment. May it be the case that we develop such a mindset. So this is what we learn from the seerah, from this very aspect of seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, as we learn the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we also find out that other than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the only wife, Hazrat Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the only wife who passed away in the apparent life of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. All other Azwaj Mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhun, all other blessed wives, they passed away after the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from this world. But Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, after Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, passed away within the apparent life of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what a great excellence and what a great privilege she had, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam buried her himself. What a great honor this is. Furthermore, she is the only one, she is the only fortunate blessed wife among all the blessed wives whose funeral salah, namaz janaza, was offered by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because at the time of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she passed away, at that time the ruling for offering salatul janaza, for offering funeral salah, was not revealed yet. But when Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, at that time this ruling had been revealed. She is the only wife whose funeral salah was offered by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is also one of a beautiful speciality of only Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that there is no other blessed wife whose namaz janaza, whose funeral salah was offered by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because they all passed away after Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and she was the only one who passed away within the apparent life of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and whose namaz janaza, whose funeral salah was offered by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away 8 months after marrying Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So she radiyallahu ta'ala anha stayed with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after getting married for only 8 months, and then she passed away in Rabi'ul Akhir 4 Hijri at the age of 30. According to one narration, she lived only 2 months after marrying Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But obviously in the other narration we've been told 8 months. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam led her funeral salah and buried her in Jannatul Maqi. So my dear Sangh brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we learn from the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha to adopt humbleness, to be affectionate and merciful towards the poor and destitute, and help them as much as we can. As Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha was famous with the title of Ummul Masakeen, even at the time when people had no ethics. Even those people knew her with this title. So we shall also, following her footsteps, try to help the poor and destitute as much as we can, and try to follow the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha as much as we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Mijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam, the pious women of Islam.